This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hi. Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
Is this Ardinger here?
This is Ardinger.
You're listening to a tape.
Nope, we're here. Hi, everybody. Great to be back. Let's start with a bit of melancholy news.
Look, you're back.
Okay, stop it.
Yeah,
for
we're
a second.
Back. Yeah.
Stop it for just one moment to reflect on the life of our good friend, Cheryl Ann Spector, Cheryl the Big Dyke, who passed away on September 4th. She had leukemia. We knew about it, and we were praying for her. And you know how it goes with that. A lot of times you hear it, and then boom, gone.
Oh, so fast everybody was, even though we knew about it. It was a very, very fast thing, and we were pretty disappointed to lose a good friend of the show.
So just want to tell Cheryl that we love her and we're thinking about her. Cheryl Spector was 49.
Jesus.
On the 30th, there will be a location at a get-together to be announced.
Oh, very good.
That's nice.
So we'll have that information for you. So don't want to start with a downer, but did want to start by acknowledging good friend of the show for many, many years. Cheryl,
good friend of Cheryl a lot Spector. Of people in D.C., good friend of the gay community in Washington, D.C., and fantastic on this show. I mean, when we sent her down to the Gay Pride Parade, she was awesome. She was terrific. And she really was a good liaison between this show and the gay community, too. She really was. She was a wonderful lady. Yeah.
And funny as balls.
Oh, she was so funny.
Really funny as balls. So, Cheryl the Big Dyke, you will be missed.
Amen.
The tape, lots of stuff happened while we were gone. The tape that I think everybody, well, I can't say everybody, me, that I've been focusing on more than anything during the last 2 weeks was this.
Yeah, sure, boy.
Not this.
And how f***ing dare anyone out there make fun of Britney after all she's been through? She lost her aunt. She went through a divorce.
Yes.
She had two f***ing kids. Her husband turned out to be a user, a cheater, and now she's going through a custody battle.
You tranny. Everybody familiar with that thing?
Yeah, Chris.
That's Joan Crawford.
Leave Britney alone!
Uh-huh.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now!
Now!
So now, this
that's
is...
That's Judy Garland?
Seth Green.
Leave Chris Crocker alone! You leave him alone! He is just a human! He has ideas that he knows are important and opinions that people should hear about other people. He loves his grandmother. And he's going through a tough time.
Yes, he is.
That Britney pool didn't build itself. He had to build that himself. He put all those pictures up after buying and collecting them all. Did you do that? You didn't do that. You can't talk about someone when you're not willing to do what they'll do. You have not spent a mile walking in his sneakers or platform pumps. I don't know what he wears, but I'll bet it's stylish.
Yeah, you got that.
you judgmental people.
Oh, yeah.
He is dealing with a lot right now. You don't make fun of him. If you want to make fun of him, you are going to have to go through me. And I am tough to go through because I am tangible. Leave him alone. And watch Robot Chicken Sunday nights at 11:30 on Cartoon Network's Adult Swim. Season 2 DVD available right now.
Whore.
So buy it!
What a whore.
And leave him alone.
Oh, fantastic. More.
A little bit.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
No.
Leave Britney alone.
All right, then one more and we'll start the show here.
Football time again.
Right.
I just can't wait. It's football time again.
My wife I love gets mad when I drink with my friends. So glad that it's football time again.
Again.
That sucked.
Yeah. The radio program you're currently listening to is not intended for the hearing impaired. The Don and Mike Show.
Hello! Hey, hi, little brains.
Let's pick up the phone and let's call that hotline today.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hey, Bill Clinton, you like that?
I didn't enjoy it at all.
Hey, O'Reilly, what are you thinking about?
Gay sex, whoa.
Yeah, whoa. Maybe.
Hello?
James Brolin.
So, you know, it's kind of a parody on how come we can't catch war criminals with all of our sophisticated stuff, you know?
It's something we've been talking about a lot today on the show for obvious reasons, the 60th anniversary of the September 11th attacks.
Right. Oh, yeah. Oh, happy 9/11.
Okay. Well, that's kind of a weird thing to say.
What not?
God, that's kind of a boner.
Idiot.
That bitch!
Oh, that tape is still there. How about this one?
Looks like baby vomit.
Oh, that.
If you don't have education, then you can't hardly get a job.
Oh, here's some Kathy Griffin.
A lot of people come up here, and they thank Jesus for this award. I want you to know that no one had less to do with this award than Jesus. He didn't help me a bit. If it was up to him, Caesar Milan would be up here with that damn dog. So all I can say is, suck it, Jesus. This award is my God now.
Yeah.
Go suck that honey down. Good stuff.
Yeah. Good stuff, yeah.
Something stinks like stale French fries.
I know what it is. Hi, Big Ed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Well, hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back.
Welcome.
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 Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
Right now.
Now.
Don and Mike Show, we're back. Hi there, everybody. Phone number, same as when we were here before. 877-365-3636. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
When you were on vacation, if you happened to get sound of the Thursday night opener with Indianapolis when Madden's talking about pounding his meat.
Now
we do have.
I'm not sure he said that exactly. Did he?
Yeah, he does. Yeah, it was during a cutaway during some bratwurst. There was also some Madden talk again about hitting the hole.
Oh, he always likes to do that. That's standard Madden talk.
Yeah, we got that.
Hit that hole.
We got that. We got the Jerry tapes, at which we'll get to it at some point.
Yeah.
Let me see. How many tapes? We have the Jerry tapes. We have the Regis tapes.
A fabulous telethon again.
We have. The Holly tapes, we have the Emmy tapes. Don't really care about those. Do you care about the Emmys at all?
Not so much. I could care less about the Emmys.
We got a lot.
You were going to play something that Bill Clinton was going to say. I saw your finger go, and I was watching. I was staring at your finger.
Enjoy it at all.
I thought you were going to the tapes.
No, we've got.
Sometimes you ask me a question, and then you answer it with a tape, and I just have to get my game face on. I have to get back in the game, man. I have to get back on the. I have to remember. I have to look in your eyes, your beautiful eyes.
That's right.
And not at your fingers. It's like it's all new when we've been gone for 2 weeks. Start staring at your fingers.
So hard to
follow his eyes, not his fingers. That'll tell you what's going on.
Smell the fingers.
Fingers.
Smell the fingers.
These are four hands with the fingers of vacation.
These 10 digits right here. Huh? These digits still smell of pleasures from a wonderful vacation.
Oh, congratulations.
Vacation. Digits, 10 digits, smelling of vacation pleasures.
It was with real agony that I actually clipped my nails.
I bet.
Because the residue that was underneath was enough to make a young man's summer fly by. It was like the movie Meatballs all over again.
I might have you trumped because I have 10 digits and 2 big toes filled with vacation pleasures. Oh, delightful vacation
toes as well.
So you're the winner then.
It's a good time.
You're the winner. I don't do nothing with feet.
Good times had by all.
Oh, I do have an S-load of stuff to tell you about, though. Okay. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. What's up?
Hey, Don.
Yes.
Hey, Green Bay Packers 2-0.
Yeah, the Packers thumped my Giants yesterday.
Yeah, oh boy. Yeah, yesterday. Hey, Robbie, sorry about this. I had to beat you in fantasy football.
I know you're very sorry.
I'm very sorry. Thanks to Mr. Brett Favre.
And I'm sorry that I had to beat everybody in fantasy football.
I'm not a gay man, but I would lay with Brett Favre.
Lay with him. Lay with Favre.
You are gay. And, Mike, we will get to the fantasy football, and congratulations.
Somebody's got somebody going tonight that's got, like, 109 points. So there one defense. Is it you've got some defense tonight?
Right, I have the Eagles defense tonight.
You've got the Eagles defense.
Although I have to give you credit here that you have not gloated over your early 2-0 record, unlike Joe Ardinger. Yeah. And I have the record of this.
Is he gloating?
Over the vacation, I must have got, I'm not kidding, I've got them all in my phone, 5 or 6 drunk messages from him.
Right.
After the first weekend, and then after the second weekend, when I wasn't even playing him, he's texting me.
Yeah.
He's excited.
Like at 12 noon, he's texting me about how great his team is and about what he's having to drink.
You see, I think it must be fun to win, but it's also nice when you realize you've lost at about 20 minutes after 1 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, and then you have the whole weekend free.
I think really the best pickup I had, I just want to compliment Al Gore's son, Frank.
Is he good?
Who's doing a fantastic job with the San Francisco 49ers. Very, very happy, and of course with Tom Brady in my mind. And really, this is the first year that I am going to the webpage, and I am clicking on top lineup, and then I'm going away. And that is more effort than I expended last year. And, Don, look at that. It's paying off.
It's paying off.
You just click where it says top lineup.
Top
here.
Lineup, 2 weeks in a row, top lineup.
Well, it's working for you.
It is.
Football, hold on. Before we get to the stuff on vacation, Juice, he never stops giving. And you know the whole thing with Juice, with Orenthal James Simpson.
What are you saying?
Here's our 6 degrees of separation with this story. The guy whose hotel room he busted into with the guns to get the stuff, is that same douche that we had on the radio, I don't know, like 6 months ago, the guy that was selling OJ's suit.
That guy that we hated.
Remember? Talking to him was like talking to a rock.
Yeah.
We said.
And we started out trying to be nice to the guy, and then we, you know, it kind of turned, and it got a little nasty.
Yeah. That's our resume. It always starts out nice, takes an ugly turn.
Rarely does it go the other direction.
Anyway, the story breaks, and, you know, on vacation. And they go, OJ's in trouble again.
Yeah.
And then I see him in handcuffs, and then I see the guy.
Yeah.
I see the guy.
That's our guy?
Albert Beardsley.
Is that the guy that ran the tape of Juice going nuts?
The audio tape of when
Juice confronted him?
This is the guy that was in the room. There were quite a few people in the room.
Yeah, I'm confused by the latest audio tape, which has OJ Simpson. They don't identify it necessarily as O.J. Simpson, but it's part of this melee where they were saying, get your ass up against the wall.
I've heard different reasons as to why that the thing was recorded.
Right.
Most common is the guy had with him a micro cassette recorder and secretly hit record. Now, why anyone travels with a cassette recorder is
that sounds a little hinky.
Yeah.
O.J., don't let nobody out of this room, mother effer. Think you can steal my S and sell it? Unknown. No. Juice. Don't let nobody out of here, mother effer. You think you can steal my ass? Unknown. F you. Unknown. Look at this S. Unknown. Get over there. OJ, you think you can steal my ass? Unknown. Back to the wall. Unknown. I'm trying to get past you. Unknown. Walk your ass over there. OJ, think you can steal my ass? Unknown. Mike took it. Unknown. You against the mother effing wall. OJ. I know effing Mike took it. Unknown. Search him. Unknown. I know what Brian's trying to prove. OJ, I always thought you were a straight shooter. Unknown. I'm cool. Stand the F up. There you go.
You know, when I listened to that audio tape, it was a remarkably similar audio tape to, remember the 911 call with Nicole Brown where they had that in the background? Where she was, where he was screaming.
Right.
It was a very similar tone a couple of times that I heard with that. It was very, very eerie.
It's good bump for his book.
And really, they're saying this could be This could be heavy-duty stuff. This could be a long time in the Hooskow.
Could be.
It could be like the Al Capone thing, where you get where they get Al Capone on a technicality.
Tax evasion.
Yeah, and with O.J., you know, everybody knows he chopped his wife's head off, mm-hmm. and he's written a book about it now and everything else. What a bastard this guy is. How sweet it would be, huh?
Yeah, it would be amazing.
If he got locked up?
You know, the lead detective was on the news, I think it was yesterday, and I was listening to him, and it's very unusual to see that they have actually a detective jump right on and talk about that. They said that they don't believe he was in possession of a gun, and I was already thinking, well, here goes the trial. Already. We'll wait and see what's going to happen with this.
And if there is, I want all of the original players back. I want Ito.
I know.
Well, unfortunately, I want Marcy Clark. I want
Mr. Johnny. You'll have to get a shovel in order to get him.
I want Chris Darden. Mm-hmm. I want whoever it is that they prop up in the Mr. Johnny ads now.
Right.
So you know, we live our life like Mr. Johnny did.
They
so.
Still use his name. They might as well get his lead attorney.
They sure do. Mm-hmm.
It's a strange circumstance, but potentially, yeah, you know, we'll wait and see. Once again, another crime has been committed.
Although I did notice on vacation that, like in the Mr. Johnny ads, there's a picture of Johnny Cochran on the wall that all of these shyster lawyers are looking at and going, he's our God. We can do for you what he did for O.J.
Mr. Johnny.
But at least they're just looking at an oil portrait of Mr. Johnny on the wall.
Right.
I know we had discussed that troubling Orville Redenbacher commercial. Brought back like the digitized Orville Redenbacher.
Clutch Cargo Orville Redenbacher.
At least now what they're doing is just rerunning old Orville Redenbacher commercials.
They don't have him propped up with that animatronic mouth.
No, but they are superimposing the new product where the old product was.
It's still disturbing. It's really like Dawn of the Dead. It's like bringing people back from the grave.
It is.
Very, very unusual and very disturbing.
It is, but at first glance, I was like, "Oh my God, they're doing this again!" And I was like, "Well, that's better than like a robot,
yes,
Orville Redenbacher."
But when you see that mouth in the original commercial before they, you know, because you know they got press on this and they got letters from people who were disturbed as we were, and what they do now is, you know, they use that same technique that they use when they have the baby's mouth move,
right?
And that's why I like my gourmet popping corn, and it's, you know, it's some 26-year-old's mouth that's smashed into Orville Redenbacher's face. It's kind of creeps me out.
Isn't it all really reminiscent of the Baby Bob or whatever? Oh,
that's exactly what it is. Yeah, it's just like Baby Bob.
That stupid talking baby that.
Hey, how are you? Yes, sir.
You like Baby Bob, right?
It was the best.
And really, if you go way back, this is for old people, Clutch Cargo, the cartoon show, mm-hmm. where they had a cartoon face and they clutched.
Scary.
To make it more relevant, there's a
it's like Conan O'Brien, Mike.
Right. It's like Conan O'Brien, but there's also a scene in the movie Pulp Fiction where he's watching a cartoon. And it's right before Christopher Walken visits the little kid. And it's the little Eskimo with the grown-up moving mouth.
It's pretty great because it was a cartoon. Clutch Cargo is a cartoon.
Right.
Where they just threw a hole in the animation,
right?
Put a regular person's teeth, lips,
and I think
and
they
tongue.
Gave them, and I think they gave them lipstick to make the mouth show up more,
match the cartoon paint.
Yeah, it was the cartoon paint, so they were always wearing lipstick.
It was creepy. Well, it was back when there was only three channels,
right?
So that's what we all watched.
Wow.
Before Super TV,
we only had three options. Hello, Don and Mike Show. What's up?
Hi, Don and Mike. How you doing?
Hi, we're great. Thank you.
Hey, a long-time listener. I love listening to your guys' show. And go Packers. I'm from Wisconsin. Live up in Sacramento now, but I just wanted to tell you a little story.
Thanks for the Facebook.
Pardon me?
I love all of the details. Thank you for your Facebook.
That's a great story.
Yeah, so anyway.
It's a shame you couldn't have your music playing in the background. Your favorite song.
Hey, did you guys hear the story about when O.J. wanted the steakhouse in Miami? Did you hear about that story?
Is this an old story from, like, 5 years ago?
I thought it was the current story.
You know, can I just say one thing that comes to mind?
Please. Sure.
I don't know why this came up now, but I have to share this with you.
Yeah.
Having dinner with my sister and my brother-in-law the other night, and two bottles of wine into the dinner, told my sister, next to my brother-in-law, the IHOP joke that we can't tell on the air anymore.
Right, right.
And my brother-in-law, really, for the first time in his life, he had tears, you know, a man much older than me with tears laughing because my sister, in her glory, didn't get it the first time and was saying it at such a loud level that it was over again and again and again. And
I
it
can
was
top
the,
it.
You know, really?
Hold on,
did you tell it over the vacation?
At Big Frida's 85th or 83rd, excuse me, birthday party.
All right. Good.
One of the little cousins, nephews, nieces, whatever they are.
Okay.
About three, just where they're picking up. Uh-huh. I said, you know, you want a joke?
Oh, okay. No.
Go up to the table and ask. You know,
oh, no. So you told the kid to tell the
sure.
joke?
Tell Uncle Doug to spell IHOP and then say Ness after it. Uh-huh. And the kid never got it.
Right, of course. Kid's not going to get it.
But the kid loved it because, like, the third time the adult would say it, it was a combination of dirty and then looking at the kid who was, like, fascinated. Like, oh, my God. I've got the greatest secret in the world. Right.
Oh, much joy. Much joy, and thanks to our winner for yes, Make Us Laugh. Yeah. You know, we don't get them very often, but that's why we don't get them very often. Because when we get the winners, they're gems. They really are gems. And that was a special one.
It came in very handy.
It's a good joke.
It was a good joke. I haven't gotten them all my mileage. I'll use that through the holidays.
It was Nathaniel, and he's three, and he had his little Dennis the Menace outfit on, and he couldn't have been cuter with his little shorts and his little sailor hat walking up to people saying, do you want to hear a joke?
That's good. He didn't get it. The best part is he was just your vehicle to spread that joke around. He didn't understand a word of it.
Well, the thing is, it's a good thing that I picked the right kid.
Right.
Because I know his parents, and they think it's equally funny.
Good.
You know,
because if you went with the wrong parents,
yeah,
you might get in trouble there.
Yeah. No, they loved it. The mom and dad loved it.
I believe it's a classic.
Anywho, we were talking about your Facebook.
Yeah. You, sir, you Wisconsin person.
Yes.
Apparently,
you guys heard the story then, with all the...
Yeah, but just so you know, back from a bit of a brief break here, may I just simply say, it's not apparently, it's apparently.
Apparently?
Yes.
How about yes? Whatever it is, I'm sure we've heard
it's
it.
Just that one stuck in my craw. Say the word.
Okay, well, just real quick, the last part of it, he goes up to Tom Brady's personal assistant, OJ does, and he says, can I just shake hands with Tom Brady He goes and asks Tom Brady, and Tom Brady says, I don't want him at my table. That was pretty cool. He just, you know, the stand-up guy.
To spread that joke around, he didn't understand a word of it.
Well, you guys still there? It's a good thing.
I didn't enjoy it at all.
Okay.
Duh. Hello?
That didn't take long, did it?
No. Oh, it sure is good to be back. good as animal balls to be back. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's up, Don? What's up, Mike? How y'all feeling?
Good as moose balls to be back today.
Moose
Seriously.
Balls.
Good as elephant balls. Hello, what's up?
Man, I thought you'd be a lot more happy with the whole OJ thing, man.
What do you mean happy?
I mean, just happy because you got that man. I mean,
no, hold on a second. I mean, well, you know, whether you like OJ or hate OJ, I mean, whatever side of that argument you're on, you know, this is the judicial system. I think everybody in this room is aware this is the beginning of a very long haul.
No, I believe you're correct, sir. I'm ecstatic. It's great news.
We're great. Yeah,
and it's got nothing to do with OJ. It's the race car.
Hey,
that's what it's about.
Is he out yet?
No, he ain't out,
no.
Mike.
You know, you're saying that right now. He's probably out right now. He probably just got bail.
Man. He's locked down, man. Should have left the country.
He's still in his cell.
He's locked down, Mike.
He's locked down.
I'm not happy about it, Don, but I expected it.
You predicted it, didn't you?
Time and time again. No
Buzz, how do you feel about it? I mean, you've been his biggest defender.
That can't be him on the tape. He and I were in church at that hour.
Oh, okay. Again, the alibi again.
Why would Buzz be in church?
And then off to McDonald's.
That's it. And that's where you poke holes in the alibi. Buzz was not in church.
Not at Mike's show. Hello, what's up?
Good afternoon, radio guys.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, glad to have you back.
It's good to be back.
Well, all I'm wondering is if you guys would join my MySpace page. It's going to be a dedication to Michael Vick and Orenthal James. It's called Brothers Misbehaving.
Now, come on, please.
See, there we go. The tie-in between Michael Vick and O.J. Simpson right away.
No, please.
Can't we let people behaving badly stand on their own merit?
Totally different.
It's, always have to lop everybody together.
It's totally different.
Totally different.
It's totally different.
You've got Orange Juice Simpson. Uh-huh. You've got Michael Vick. And you've got Orville Redenbacher.
And don't forget Belichick.
Yes.
Oh, Belichick.
Yes. Oh, the talk of New England.
Well, we should get so mad about that. Ooh, that Belichick. Ooh.
Cheater. Cheater. Cheater.
Good for him, I say. Good for him.
Cheater.
You goddamn hobo of a coach.
$500,000. He's gonna have to buy cheaper sweatshirts.
Please. The guy makes like $5 million a year. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Cheater.
Don.
Yes.
Mike.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yes, what?
Leave O.J. Simpson alone. He murdered his wife and a waiter.
Leave Britney alone.
Alone.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
Right now.
No.
No.
All right, we got to hit a break. And when we come back, we'll start the vacation, which was, generally speaking, for myself, a truly joyous two-week break, but was full of stuff, including when you come back, one of my two visits from the police and the fire department.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Well. Always nice spending time with those who serve.
Yes. For those who serve. Well, I know you're a supporter, as I am.
That was it.
A big salute. It was the telethon?
Pardon me?
Were they coming to get you for making a false bid to the telethon?
No, I was out in the... I was...
As they do every year. Exactly.
Did they finally catch you?
That's exactly.
Did they finally prosecute?
That's exactly it. Hello, we're looking for IP Daily.
Is who flung poo here? Who flung poo?
That's $20, mister. $20. I said, all right, you can have the $20, but only if Jerry calls somebody a fag.
We have checked this address, and it does not match your name, Mr. Rection.
Call me Hugh. We'll be right back, okay?
This is the Don and Mike Show.